welcome to the CHS podcast, the CHS Who Are You podcast, where we interview members of both our school and community, and we ask them serious and non-serious questions. Today we have Miss Allred.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, welcome. I'm going to ask you a few questions. I want to talk to you kind of just about yourself, and I want to also talk to you about your psychology class.
Awesome.
That's new this year, so I figured it'd be nice to kind of talk to you about that.
Yes, love it.
My first question is, where did you grow up?
So I grew up in my early childhood was in Harper, but I moved here to Clearwater my freshman year. So I was here freshman through senior year and graduated, and then went on to Emporia State. But at that point, I didn't have family living here, so I didn't really come back a lot in my my 20s and 30s as I was building a life in Wichita.
Yeah. I have another question for you. What was it like growing up with a twin?
It was fun because my twin is really great. Yeah. So Emily and I were always close and similar and had a lot of fun. And it was really a built-in best friend, which it continues to be today. So it was good.
Where did you go to college?
So I went to Emporia State for my bachelor's. My older sister was at K-State. And so I had visited there and it just seemed so big. And so then when I went to Emporia State, it just seemed like that right kind of fit, that it felt bigger than high school, like there would be a lot of different opportunities there, but not so small that it was just still like being in high school. So it turned out to be a good fit.
That's one of the schools I've considered.
Have you visited?
Not in the school itself, but I've been to Emporia many hundreds of times.
Yeah, it's one of those campuses that just if you start to feel like you really know everybody and then you walk a different direction to class and then you see people so Emily went there as well. And we have a funny story where a girl had a class with me and then just like an hour later in the same day, she had a class with Emily. And for a while she thought that we were just really weird and went home and changed in between each class. And it took her a little while to figure out that we were two different people.
Who knows? You might have been doing that.
Yeah. Well, and with Emily and I I was in the school of ed with psychology and health, and she has a communications degree, so really our friend groups didn't even have to overlap unless we wanted them to. Okay. So that kind of gives you an idea of the size of the college. So.
For the longest time, I always confused you two.
It's fair. It's fair. We look a lot alike.
So what made you want to teach psychology?
So as a student here, I had Mrs. Salter was my psychology teacher. That was my first introduction. So, and keep in mind, this is before the internet. So it wasn't like we Googled this sort of information, but taking the class here as a student, I just loved it. And so I like how it helps you make sense of people. I think I'm a helper by nature. And so anything that helps me help people. And so I did not declare a major at Emporia State until fall of my junior year.
Oh, okay.
And my advisor was
you
have to at this point, you're running out of classes to take. And so I just kept thinking about what do I like the most? And it was my psychology classes and my health classes, which is also, emotional health is part of psychology. So
very important.
Right. So I just sort of looked at what I was enjoying. And when I thought of how much I enjoyed the psychology class here, it's kind of when I decided that teaching it. So I didn't want to go on to do psychology in a clinical sense or research area, that teaching it was of interest. So that's the direction I went.
Well, what would you say your favorite part of psychology is?
I like
what draws you to it.
Probably the helping aspect, like how applicable it is to everybody's life and not only yourself but the people you care about. And I think we do all want wellness and to do better, whether it's with how our mind processes things or memory or our personality or interacting with other people. So
I think it's always nice to have that sort of deeper understanding of yourself and the people around you.
Right.
I think that gives you like a peace of mind kind of thing.
Exactly.
So,
and I find you're a lot harder on other people when you understand the different perspectives and personalities and the big debate in psychology between nature versus nurture. Some of the aspects of who you are, if it's related to the nature part, which is just your genetics, we're not responsible for every little bit of who we are. So
it's not, yeah, you don't get to choose.
Right.
As
right.
nice as that would be.
Thank your parents. Yeah. Either way, thank your yeah. parents.
So I think kind of just to end it off, I'm just going to ask you a few more questions about the class itself.
Okay.
So what do you do in there? Well, obviously psychology.
Yes, and it is concurrent credit, so it's through WSU Tech for 3 hours of college credit. Okay. Psychology 101 is the most taken class in America. Taken college class in America.
I didn't know that.
And it's considered a survey class, so it's an overview of all the different psychology concepts from the biology, like the brain, to motivation, to social psychology, to personality, memory, learning, development, all of that. That and if it sense. Sounds like that's a lot to cover, it is. And yeah, so fortunately, we move pretty quickly, but not at the expense of doing some pretty cool activities in class.
And I feel like that'd be like a fun thing to get into and learn about, is like how the human mind works. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like just something that's really interesting.
The best is when we have those activities that we can do in class that demonstrate the learning, like a classical conditioning that I put the students through and some things like that. I won't give too much away because it's
tests on them.
Right. So they are the subjects of the experiment and they get to kind of experience firsthand what some of these concepts.
I think that's fun from like the teacher's perspective and the student's perspective.
Right.
So I think I'd be glad you did that.
Uh-huh.
I'd be a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So you said it goes through WSU Tech, right? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's really nice to know. I think we're going to move on to kind of our last few questions.
Okay.
These are not serious in any way, shape, or form.
Great.
So Halloween is coming up, so I'm going to ask you some Halloween questions.
Okay.
What's your favorite candy?
I like candy corn.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really unpopular choice.
I was born in the 70s.
Right.
So... maybe as part of that experience. Maybe it was because my mom liked candy corn. So maybe that was the influence. But
it's the psychology behind liking candy corn.
Maybe it's the color yellow and orange that I don't know. But
What about your favorite horror movie? Do you even like horror movies?
I do not.
No.
I am a horror movie person. When I was in elementary school, I was babysitting at this like old family farm.
Yeah.
And I watched a scary movie. I don't remember what it was that I watched. I wasn't supposed to. Kids were in bed. And I was so scared. Yeah. And it was ever since then, I'm just like,
no horror movies.
Real life has enough. So yeah. I am not a horror movie person at all.
That makes sense. So our last question, this is our question we've asked every guest we've had on our show. If you had one wish, what would you wish for? No infinite wishes, nothing like that.
I wish that every person knows how to seek and receive the help that they need.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that'd be really nice, like as a society.
Right.
I think that would help everyone a lot.
Yep.
Well, thank you for being on the show. We're all very appreciative that you came on.
You guys have great equipment here. I'm impressed.
We do. It's amazing.
Very nice.
But yeah, thank you for being on and thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.